maybe a shorter report. Some things I have to get to. We have a big freeze. Get for two nights again, the same kind of freeze that came and killed my garden. Maybe killed a bunch of you guys' garden. And so this newsletter number 45 is almost complete. It's been, 93 pages now? It should be about 97 by the time it's finished. And then it'll be uploaded to the 2022 Dropbox folder. And then we'll start on newsletter number on Monday morning. We'll start because I'm going to be prepping like a son of a gun. Hope you guys are too. So let me show you the big news before we get started. 7 magnitude. Got them pulled up over here. This doesn't happen very often. And I have them in sequence. 6.8 came first. It was at 938.42. Right at the bottom of the transition zone. Remember, it's 660 kilometers to the bottom. Then the 4.9 followed it. Close to the bottom too, 635. These guys are really deep. There's plenty of history, see it? This is where the tectonic plates, one dives under another, and then it's like a giant hangnail. It goes down, down, bends down, bends down, way down in, right through the transition zone. It's really hot. And so you have the tectonic plate, which is made of rock, pushing through the transition zone, starting at 410 kilometers, which is glass, and gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And then you have these big old giant explosions that take place inside of the Earth. And if this event would have happened 2016, 17, and 18, this would be gigantic news, because the energy coursing through the Boise Barrier corridors, I would be able to track and be able to tell you what's going to happen. Where we're going to have a quake here, it's going to hit the elbow position of quarter two. Slingshot north, it's going to be mass magnetic wave rebound. And it's going to go up the U.S. West Coast, it's going to coalesce at the terminal end position and come back down, trigger quakes. That's what happened with the Ridgecrest quake, the big 7-pointer that struck there. Since then, particularly after 2018, and just give it a couple of years, then the super plume, after it made that mantle plume connection at Hawaii, and we went through big, gigantic changes, 2018. I was just writing about that this morning to Richard, the guy that made the Earthquake 3D program. There's a presentation that I sent to him in the newsletter. I'm about to show that to you. So some of this stuff's on my mind. And the bottom line on that is that I've lost my ability to give you the kind of precise information. I mean, we had 7 big quakes that were striking after the backside alignment that we're coming to now. 7 big quakes, 1 strike at the alignment, 1 was gravitational, 1 was electromagnetic. Boom, boom, they struck right together, very close together. And then we had a pause, then a series of 3 quakes, boom, 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 that struck. A pause, and then 2 quakes that struck to give us a 7 quake pattern. 2014, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Took me until 2016 and 17 to realize, holy cow, this is a pattern. There's something happening here. 7 big quakes. But after the mantle plume connection was made 2018, and then sputtering my ability to tell what's going on underneath the surface changed because the super plume just grew too big. No longer had the corridors, narrow corridors, that allows the energy to be focused. Allows those horn formations to be pumped up, and it's very dramatic. Well, turn the super plume into a giant blob, and you lose that. That's a little bit disappointing, but whenever I'm looking at this sequence, this is right at the bottom. This is just below the Earth mantle transition zone right here. 660 is where it goes down to. This is a little bit beyond that. This the 7-pointer that struck this morning that's the biggest, deepest quake that I think I've ever seen. When you go down 500 kilometers, you had 1 magnitude because of the pressure. So this is an 8-pointer, and then you go another 165 kilometers. This is over an 8-magnitude earthquake as far as the energy that was released at that depth. And I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching for a pattern of 5-magnitude earthquakes that are striking because of those rising horn formations. But if they don't pop up, I'm not going to be surprised. But you see where the antipode, the opposite area, the exact opposite side of the planet, see how that's in the southern hemisphere? Go to the northern hemisphere. What this has caused is gigantic magma wave action coursing through the Earth-Mantle transition zone that is circling the planet right now, and it's going to be focused right here. So these waves are filling the entire zone, and they're going to get smaller. I mean, they're going to be rising like the ocean waves coming on shore. You can't even see them when they're way out there. They're just, you know, really elongated swells. But as they get close to shore, then they pile up, and that's when you can see the waves. You know, if you're a surfer, you know exactly what I mean. Well, as these waves are coming around, as they're getting closer together, then all that energy is going to be focused. I'm expecting something big to happen in this region, and wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't affect these volcanoes in this region that's right here. And we might see something in La Palma, might see something in the Azores, something that's kind of big. Where did that come from? Because people don't make the connection to the other side of the planet, all this energy. So I'm going to keep my eye on that. Then, which I was going to show you this as we were coming through the links. But because Jenny wrote to me and made me aware of the quake. So this is the first quake that struck in the series. This is when it started. And the thing that I'm noticing whenever I... Yeah, this is the online. This is where I took this screenshot from. The thing that I realized is that, you know, my weekly reports, I've been commenting about this triangle. Well, it's an angle that's created by Saturn converging on Uranus. See Neptune, Jupiter in between. All of the large planets are in this little triangle. So I've been commenting on, well, we're going to come to the point where we pass out of that triangle. And you know what? We passed out of this triangle, I went and looked it up, on November the 9th at 8 UTC. So this the first one in the quake struck at on the 9th at 9 UTC. So, and Jenny was asking me, you know, what I thought about that, what it could mean for the future. And I need to crunch the information more, but this is not something that's happened before. Not this depth. Did I pull up? That's the Solomon Islands quake. The Loyalty Islands. Whenever the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon started, I went and looked up that quake. It was in the Loyalty Islands. It was very near to where this is happening. Except for all of those quakes that struck in that series, 8-magnitude quakes, all of those quakes struck from 10-kilometer depth to about 90-kilometer depth. They were not deep. It was at the fault line. Think about it. As the fault line's coming apart, you're going to get the energy being released near the fault line. Most of them were at 10, 11, you know, near the surface. This is something that's happening deep inside of our planet. This could be part starting of a new pattern. It's very close to where that initial unzipping was happening. And it could be that we're going to see another series of these quakes, just like before, striking and following the pattern of the previous unzipping, and except for it's happening much, much deeper. Don't know if that's going to happen. There's several possibilities of what it could be. Just, you know, from looking in my mind and looking at the data from the last 10 years and looking for the patterns and things like that. So I did go and look this up, and so these quakes began striking just about an hour and a half. This is just as 8 UTC, it's not going to be exact. So it's probably within like an hour whenever we passed between the Sun and Uranus. And we've seen large magnitude earthquakes happen when we pass between, I know, Uranus is so far away, you're thinking, no, that's what I thought. And I started watching Frank Hagerbeets, and he started identifying these patterns. You guys haven't sent me a Frank Hagerbeets video in quite some time. But this is right up his alley, because this is not caused by gravitational force. This is caused by electromagnetic energy that is conducted between the planets, because all the planets are connected. The Sun is connected to all the planets, and then the black star is also connected. So there's times whenever, if you think of our solar system like a giant molecule, there are times that energy is being gathered together. It's similar to the relationships between switches and capacitors, relays, and on a circuit board. So there's energy that gets stored up and then gets released, and these triggers that release that energy come with as we're moving in and out of these alignments. So, I mean, if we could look at the solar system and see, we'd be able to see energy building up in certain areas. There's also, and then I don't have the solar system code pulled up, there's electromagnetic vortex. There's a vortex that's invisible. It's out there. It is the center point of the black star, the Sun, and the gas giants, and all the planets. And it moves around. It kind of piggybacks with Jupiter. And whenever that, I haven't been able to look yet to calculate where that could be. It was much more important in 2016, 17, 18, and moving in 19. I started losing track of it whenever the superplume. This is electromagnetic thing. The black star electromagnetic influence over the superplume is what's causing these changes in the global tectonic volcanic dynamic. I was trying to, I'm trying to explain that to Richard, because he's a smart fella. He obviously follows earthquakes, earthquake patterns and things. And I'll show you more information on that whenever we go through the links. So these links that I showed you, I got myself out of order a little bit. But now, whenever I show you in the newsletter what I've written this morning, then it's going to make more sense. So I'm going to skip through those next time we go through these links. At least that's what I want to do. We'll see if that's going to happen. Well, that's obviously the big news. We haven't seen that much energy release the Earth Mantle Transition Zone, and I don't think this has happened since the investigation started. This much energy in one place. And this is my harmonic tremor focal point for the whole planet, right here. So whenever I'm giving you the weekly reports, it says there were 8 quakes underneath the Fiji side of the origination zone. That's where this is, right here. So this is probably the most important location on the planet as far as explaining the Earth changes. The reason is because it is the superplume growing out of control. I'll be showing you all those diagrams tomorrow if you're new. Then this is where it grew up. This is where it was a baby, and then it grew up, and it got bigger and bigger. So it's like a giant octopus. This is where the head is. The arms reach around the planet. That's why this is so important, because this is where the energy originates. That's why in my drawings and my commentary it's called the origination zone. This is it right here. From Indonesia over to Fiji. The very center is New Guinea. Strange things happen around, in and around New Guinea. I was explaining that to Richard today, and I'll wait until we get to the report and show you that. So, I mean, everything else is pretty much dwarfed. Is that a 5-magnitude earthquake? Yeah, a 5-magnitude earthquake, and it struck today. Does that give me 2 here? Or is it had that already struck yesterday? It's a little bit earlier today, so if that didn't struck late yesterday, that's the one I already reported on yesterday. And I'm just curious now, these quake swarm areas, they are trying to increase numbers. You can see that one over there is in Hawaii. That's one of my barometer locations. And right here, I'll look at that tomorrow whenever I'm putting the full written report together for you guys. And give you more on that. 5.6, is that showing me the depth? That's looks like the 10-kilometer depth. But that's a pretty big quake for striking that region. Looks like it. this report. Thank you, Richard. I know this is going on. The flu season starting kind of early. It peaks in February, and it's already going on here in November. And the hospitals are so overloaded that one ER called 911 on itself. And the story, I think, was it yesterday? The day before, I was showing you that, and not because of COVID, because they don't understand the dynamic. They don't understand that just long COVID is causing disabilities for people. Just having the long COVID, but the dots aren't being connected to that's what's causing it. Spike protein running through your bloodstream constantly, things are tearing up. And it depends on your strengths, your weaknesses, your genetic propensities to what is being attacked. Female reproductive system, is it the brain, is it the heart, is it lungs, what is it? It depends. But there's not going to be a clear picture. And so they're going to say, well, it's something else. But when it's generally going to be respiratory, think about it, respiratory and the flu, and the lungs, and then it's just going to be diagnosed as people with immune systems shut down are very vulnerable to the flus. So the flu strains generally come out of China, and the flu shot is developed by what they saw in China last year. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss. But the thing is, those of you that are accustomed to just showing up and getting your flu shots, you might want to think twice, because they're going to be loaded with nasty stuff, especially for non-vaxxers. I've never had a flu shot, never intend to ever in my life have a flu shot. I stay on my NanoSilver. You don't want to be running around these emergency rooms if you don't have to go. And I have a dentist appointment coming up, and sometime in November. But they're all non-vaxxers. I question them, and I go in there, nope, we don't believe in any of that. A bunch of non-vaxxers. Doesn't mean they're not caring. If they're not on the NanoSilver, then so I can shield myself, and I offer it to people that are in my environment. I give them NanoSilver. The lady that processes your NanoSilver orders, the post office for shipping, she's on her NanoSilver. And she just says, oh, I'm getting low on NanoSilver. I say, okay. Next time I'm in here, I'll be bringing you some. So this is a major threat that we're facing. I put it right at the top today because it's the season and it's starting early, and you want to stay on your NanoSilver, stay on your sodium borate. You do not want to have to be forced to going into the emergency rooms, because there's going to be all types of bad things there that are going to meet you and greet you whenever you get there. This is the one that was the top story. The big one is coming. Top U.S. military commander warns American capabilities are sinking. Yeah, we've been sold out. The woke tards have taken over. And my uncle, he's the lieutenant colonel, the retired lieutenant colonel I'll tell you guys about. He is getting ready to meet with, I hope to give you a report. He's meeting with other, you know, lieutenant colonels and colonels and things like that, I believe this week. And that's one of the reasons I kind of laid it on thick with the information, so he can see if other people are hearing anything or not. But anybody that's in the know knows that our military is being scuttled as far as leadership, people, and as far as elements, so far as our defenses, our offensive capabilities. We've been sold out, and China and Russia and the BRICS nations are going to take us over. Economically and militarily. That's what the plan is. This is just exactly the type of story we should see from a whistleblower inside the military saying, hey, wait a minute here. This, and you guys might be tired of me saying it, but things are going to get worse. Why am I saying that? Oh, Mike, I think it was you. It was one of you guys wrote to me about the keywording. What do I mean by that? So as all these stories are coming across my desk, there are terms that they're using. The people in charge of the House of Rothschild, the Global Banks Cartel, the 300 richest families, they're at the top of this pyramid. And then the CIA, the FBI, they're underneath the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission. That's a layer that's underneath them. Well, they are manipulating the media. If you want to know how they're manipulating the media, then you look at the key phrases, the words, the phrases, the terms that they're using. And they are going to tell you what they're doing. You can tell how the puppet is manipulating the puppeteer by the words that he's using, because he's twisting around and forcing the media to do what they want them to do. So if you read None Dare Call It Conspiracy, it's 97 pages. It's in the description box. Former congressman wrote it in the 70s. You'll get a better idea of the smoke screening and how they use left and right. There's no such thing. There's not been left-right paradigm in the United States for a long, long, long time. And I haven't even mentioned the elections. It doesn't matter who's in office. But the red wave they're looking for turned out to be a trickle, what it looks like. Looks like they're at least going to get Pelosi out. And in Pennsylvania, looks like the Fetterman monster guy, it looks like that was just stolen. Just deliberate, just absolutely said, well, we have to steal one. We got to steal this one. And they got that monster that's going to be a congressman. I mean, batten down the hatches. We just have to be so close to the end with something like that happening. A great candidate like Oz, somebody that's well-informed, smart, resources, rich, can't buy him off. Because he doesn't need money. He really wants to help people. And what do you have in there? A guy, I don't know if the guy can even spell his name. It's very disappointing. But this right here situation. My mom says, if you don't have something nice, say don't say anything. But my goodness gracious, this must be the biggest dimwit in all of government ever. This guy right here. She is just doesn't not that I don't know if her elevator goes to the top. So this is just one statement in this article. Meanwhile, America was caught flat-footed last year when China tested hypersonic missile that flew around the world. And the Hunga Tunga event was a missile strike, and people don't even know it. So many people, and pretty smart people, they're keeping going on and on about Hunga Tunga like it's a real volcanic eruption. Show me any magma that came up. Show me any lava. Show me a cone. Show me anything. It's not there. Because it was not, that was a location of a missile strike. That's what it was. German politicians moved to block Musk from restoring freedom of speech protections on Twitter. I mean, these people are scrambling. And this is just like the tip of the iceberg that you can see. Lots of people are scrambling. And reading this story makes me think in history, historic terms, about how vulnerable the Germans were to propaganda under Adolf Hitler. Even before Hitler, World War I. And then Hitler. I mean, how is your nation the focal point of two world wars so close together? And you end up getting your butt beat. How do you get lured into that? And have your currency destroyed. There's something, because the German people, I mean, those of you that are German, I'm part German, and very sophisticated technologies and the ability to build things, you know, the German precision, automobiles and things like that, I mean, come on, it's great what they can do. But there seems to be a vulnerability here to propaganda, being led around by the nose. And part of that is the censorship that has to happen. And so the Germans are the one that their head's popping up above the rest. And they have to, that reminds me of Hillary, Democratic leaders, singing to the choir on censorship, because they need censorship to protect democracy and things like that. I'm like, holy mackerels. We are surrounded by liars and lies. And I haven't looked at all the details of with the election. It should have been a much bigger red wave. That just didn't happen. And if it did happen, it wouldn't matter anyway. But the system is so corrupt that it's difficult for me to even walk over into that lane for a second to even make commentary about it. We'll see what happens. I'm sure many of you guys thought that it was going to be much more than it was. Likely had a lot to do with cheating system's broken. It's corrupt. So it's likely had a lot to do with cheating. But who can prove that? I mean, you're talking about it, get you banned from somewhere. Zuckerberg, Mr. Facebook, to fire 11,000 Meta employees. And this is the trend. You were told this was going to happen. The elite, they're trying to give the impression everything's cool right up until the election to help the Democrats as much as possible. And then right after that, they're going to be get the chopping block. Heads are going on the chopping block. So this, I mean, that 11,000 employees, and then Google, and then just keep lining up all the big, giant fascist companies, the woke-tards especially, and expect there's going to be a lot of layoffs coming forward, which you guys were already told this was going to happen. Then, related, the billionaires are funding the Earth destruction. A billionaire is responsible for a million times more greenhouse gas emissions than the average person. Then, Gregory, he's beside himself as usual. Goldman Sachs expects, gold to surge, higher. Corporate layoffs, stop it. Corporate layoffs accelerate. Precisely what we expect to see. I think some eyebrows are going to be raised by the coming collapse. Because it's a cumulative effect when everybody's laying all these people off and there are jobs that are available. People that, hey, what's going on here? All of a sudden I'm laid off. Now they're going out and looking for those jobs that are available. There's going to be lots and lots of people looking for this fewer and fewer jobs moving forward, which makes what happen? See the way that the wages have been crawling up and up and up because of the worker shortage? Now all these layoffs are going to cause the wages to go down, 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 down. Right along with the, there's a variable that you can't even see. That's the illegal aliens. There's millions and millions and millions here, and they're being paid to stay out of the job market. Just like many Americans are being paid to stay out of the job market because they've been creating this catastrophe that's coming. So at some point, those money cards are not going to work anymore. And those people that have been able to survive living with their illegal alien relatives and things like that, all of a sudden, everything's going to become very tight. They're going to have to try to make their way into the job markets, which that's what big corporate people want. Get rid of these people, hire the illegals, cut my costs and, to one-third so I can compete with, everybody else. I know companies that do that. Companies that are run by my family do that. Because, and what my brother says, if nobody's going to enforce the law, then we have to play by those rules. That's a quote. And that's what they do. Instead of hiring illegals, he hires entire masonry companies that use entirely illegals. The whole thing is a scam. But he uses them. And he's got the price, a unit cost per block, per yard of concrete, for this much steel rebar. He's got a unit price that he can use going into the bid room. And it's illegal as heck. Pardon my language. It's as illegal as it can be, but nobody's enforcing the law. And so his competitors are doing that. And if he doesn't do that, the same things his competitors are doing, he's going to, like the company, our company was the largest masonry company, and it's still in Orlando. It's Coco Masonry, is the name of it. It started in Coco, and it went to Orlando, and it went to St. Petersburg. That's where we went in 1970. And Pinellas County was the largest growing, the fastest growing county in the nation for 2 out of 3 years back in the 70s. And we were part of that, building stadiums and you name it. Well, our company went under because the owner wouldn't use illegals. And so my brother, and I have a brother that's the chief estimator and a brother that's a big chicken supervisor, and our people, we had 350 employees, to give you an idea of the size of the company. And many, many subcontractors. I was one of the subs for a long time. They all went over to this company now that the last time that I asked them, they did $50 million a year. It's an extremely rich company. They've bought train loads, entire train loads of supplies and diesel and all kinds of things because they see what's coming type of situation. So just a little background on history before we move on. This is the Quake article. This is the screenshot that I took. See Uranus, see the Earth, see the Sun, see Mercury. These types of alignments, I'm not saying that it's gravitational. It's electromagnetic, it's going to be. So it's like a switch gets flipped, and then energy that's been stored, electromagnetic energy is being stored in the planets. It's like resistors and capacitors and switches. I can't even remember your name now. 2016, he was sending me so many articles. He was trying to help me to understand the solar system harmonics, electric universe side, plasma cosmology side of the equation. And I was able to gather some of it, but it's really a deep side of the pool topic. I grasp some of it. Some of it's still beyond me. But there is something that's going on electromagnetically in our solar system. And I was able to see enough of the patterns with the black star coming into alignment, the Earth, the Sun, the Moon, and everything, so that to see a pattern of what's going on. This one, being in this alignment right here, and I'm thinking Frank Hargreaves might want to have, what I didn't see is the epicenter location exactly on this center line. That's not, the epicenter is actually pointing out towards Jupiter. So, some things are lining up, some things looking at, this is the moment that we passed out of that triangle with Uranus and Saturn. I'll show you that on the Earthquake 3D, on the Solar System Scope program tomorrow. Anyway, pretty interesting stuff. See, I got my page off just a little bit. Then, I wrote to Richard. We were talking about, I wrote to Richard, and he says, I told him that I would use the Europeans and the USGS merge settings with the Smithsonian data if the European feed had the last 7 days, like USGS. And so this is what I'm talking about right here. See, when you look at the feeds, this is the best 2.5 and over magnitude for 7 days. That's what I show you in my reports every week. Okay, so the Europeans are down here. I'm like, okay, 2.5 for the last 50 days. I don't want to see the last 50 days. I want to see the last 7 days. Just like with the USGS, I'd put them together and help you see both. But the option is to show 1 day or 50 days. It doesn't even make any sense. I thought there were other options to be able to get the 7 day that I could add on. I hadn't had time to do it yet, but Richard wrote back and said, nope, they don't have 7 day feed. I said, okay. And then he writes back. He says, "Unfortunately, the Europeans they don't provide the number of days list. There are a few sources." He goes and talks about the Philippines people and things like that. He knows a lot about earthquakes. Obviously, he created the program. So regarding missing earthquakes, others have noticed this too. The USGS have been accused of hiding earthquakes. Don't know. I don't think they care. I suspect it's just problems with the software. It's very difficult to audit this, so it's hard to know. That's where he ended the email. And if you listen to Mary Greeley and you listen to Dutch Sense, they say about 30%. That's the number they throw around that they're missing. So I wrote him this. This is going to be more for newsletter subscribers. It's lengthy chart data. See, this is the 2018 I was telling you about. There's the alignment right here. See the N, near side alignment. Hawaii, that's the quake. And then what happens after that, you can see, we're at 285 on the 2.5 for magnitude earthquakes, and all of a sudden these numbers go all the way up to 2745. That hasn't happened before, it hasn't happened after this. This is when the mantle plume connection was made to the super plume. Nobody else in the world probably even knows what that means, unless they're watching my videos. But this is what I was showing them, is the one. See that one right there? That's the most important chart number in all the charts, that one. Because in week 15, between these dates, there was not an 8, there was not a 7, there was not a 6, and there was only one 5 magnitude earthquake. You see anything else like that in any of my charts? No. Because the super plume made the connection here, it took, and then you see the descending numbers, 3, 2, 1. Then you had a period right here from week 13 to week 21, 9 consecutive weeks, that you only had 4 6 magnitude earthquakes in 9 weeks. Look at all these zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4 zeros in a row. 6 weeks, you had just one of the 6 magnitude earthquakes. That doesn't happen. Historically, that doesn't happen. If you look at all my charts, this does not happen. It happened in 2015. You had 5 consecutive weeks after a 8-magnitude earthquake in Chile. You had a bunch of pile of sevens, and all of a sudden, the sixes stopped because everything shook loose. So yes, there's precedent for that, but there's not even a 7-magnitude earthquake here. 6.9 is all we got at Hawaii, because this is a superplume thing. And whenever the superplume, whenever it made that connection in Hawaii, under Hawaii, it grew and it grew and it grew. Now, it wasn't a global phenomenon thing yet. It grew and it grew and it grew over this period right here. You see these numbers right here, they're growing. But 1.5, because all the horn formations were stuck in the up position. The exception was this one quake was in China. And it struck because that horn formed in this period. So it poked up. Once it poked up, it stayed up, like every other horn formation on the superplume on the entire planet. So, I'm asking Richard these questions, because he knows a lot about earthquakes. So I said, did you know that there was a 24-week period? There were two 24-week periods, 2016 and 17, when we had 0 7-magnitude earthquakes. How many of you guys realize that? If you're new to the investigation, you might not know. Did you know that those 7-magnitude earthquakes, droughts began with 7-magnitude earthquakes striking in almost the identical location in New Guinea? That's the center of the origination zone. So I do my best to try to explain why that happened. Oops. See, I'm off one line above. It's messing up my formatting. So, did you know that the Earth's magnetosphere bow shot turned around? This is what I shared with my uncle. Same diagram. This is impossible. Can't happen. So I'll go on down, on down, on down, on down. If you're a subscriber, then you can read and you can download the newsletter and send it to your friends and say, hey, did you know? Because most people don't know. I bet you Richard doesn't know. And he's an earthquake. He's the earthquake guy that does the program. He can tell you all kinds of things about the feeds, about the earthquakes. USDS and the Europeans and the Filipinos and everybody about earthquakes. I haven't received a reply from him yet. Like, my uncle is probably stunned. Remember the email that I sent him? I know he's shot. He's just, his head blew right off the top of his head. So we'll see. Well, this is a report that I shared with you yesterday. Yeah, so please support the research. I work really, really hard putting these together. This is just one report. You get 52 a year, and it's just $25 a year. I mean, it can't be cheaper than that. And I hope that you'll be a supporter. Support the research. Just go down the page, hit the subscribe button. If you guys don't want to use PayPal, more and more people, my supporters that I've had for years, are writing saying, I don't want to use PayPal. You give me a post office box. And I give them the post office box. They send me a check. They order their nano silver. They can, I don't mind. I go to the post office twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, to drop off you guys' orders. If you have a letter in there that has a $25 check or a $50 check or whatever, tell me what you want, and I'll make sure that you get it. You don't have to use PayPal. Don't mind one bit. Okay, so here the links. Hospitals overloaded. This is the big just the beginning. You're going to see that it's going to get way worse. And sorry I didn't set these pages for you. Big one is coming. The military people, they know. This guy right here, they know. Something bad is on the horizon. This is the German politicians' move to block Musk. Yeah. This is Zuckerberg firing 11,000 mid-employees. Billionaires. Yeah, a million times more. Goldman Sachs expects gold to surge higher. Yeah, gold, silver. That's not because of market forces, like you would think. Because there's a whole bunch of gold and silver that's been taken out of the market. The price should already be skyrocketing. It should already be that way. It's because of manipulation. The top four banks that have the silver short position have not yet relieved themselves. They haven't done enough buying themselves at the lower rates to be able to cover their silver short position for whenever it does go through the roof, until they say, no sir, we're not going to cover the silver short position anymore. That's going to happen. No matter how much everybody else in the world says, yes you are, yes, they're not going to cover anymore, and it's going to cause a collapse like you've never seen before. Because keeping the price of silver down artificially is what's making the dollar look like it's strong when it's not. But this is your opportunity. I highly, highly, highly get Judy or Dan or both to send you boxes of silver, then you do it. That's why I highly, highly recommend. You got the resources? I definitely recommend you do that. It's not going to be too long. You're not going to be able to get any. The price is going to go through the roof. Just watch, the premiums are going to go through the roof, what you pay over spot. Say, well, I'm going to wait for it to come back down to 18. Yeah, and then the premiums are going to be twice as high as they are now. If the price of silver doesn't go up soon, then the premiums are going to be higher than the spot price for the Silver Eagles. Watch and see, because it's really close right now. What is it, $21 now? I'm about to get to the price, $21 for the spot price. And it's jumped up from 18. What was that, just 2 weeks ago, it was 18. And the premium on top, 17-something. I mean, it was within a dollar already. But now, as that's been happening, then the you can see that the spot price is shooting up to 22. And where I see the support, the real support's around 26. When it blows through that, it's going to go 30, 40, and higher. We'll see. So here's all those links that I was showing you. We can blow through. Get back here to Powell Ponder Guy. And he's bringing me the bad news that I have to get the onions out of the garden. The tomatoes and cucumbers, things like that, they're done. Watermelons, cantaloupes, done. But the onions are still out there growing like crazy. But David reminded me, he says, man, get your onions out before the taters are out and everything. But still got the onions out there. I like this guy. Hope you guys subscribe and check him out. African drought. Hundreds of elephants, zebras, die. I like the Discovery Channel, you know, the nature animals and things like that. Some of the things that I watch to try to relax. Red Splash, where the midterms stand right now. And I just put this on here just to remind myself to say something about it. You know my view, the whole system is rigged. And Mike Adams is going on. It was difficult to even listen to that report because it's about politics. And the whole system is corrupt. But he was going on. Anyway. I just rolled my eyes at the whole topic. I wish that it would make a difference. It does not matter. It was an interesting statement that he made about anybody can be the Speaker of the House. It doesn't have to be the Republican head or Pelosi or... They can pick somebody else. It'd be really funny if the Republicans got in charge and they put Trump up to be the Speaker of the House and then found a way to impeach the other two and end up with Trump back in for a second term. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Is that going to happen? No. If it happened, would it change anything? No. But then you guys would be able to see that it's not going to change anything. I don't know if they want to show those cards. Russia welcomes Algeria's desire to join BRICS. Thanks, Mar, for sending that in. And Elon Musk sells at least $4 billion worth of Tesla shares after the Twitter deal. You know why he's selling? I think he was down to 25%. Yeah, he owned about 25%. And it seems to me that he wants to own none of Tesla, because the electric program is not going to work. It's going to crater on its face. More and more explosions are going to happen, and everybody's going to wake up and realize, holy cow, to get a new battery cost me how much? $40,000? And people are going to realize there's no capacity in the United States. There's no way to build the infrastructure. The infrastructure would cause us, it would cause the world to have to strip mine the entire planet to get what they need. The cobalt, the lithium, everything they need. They'd have to strip mine the whole world, and there's not enough in the whole world to do what they're trying to do. And then on the other side, you have to dispose of the battery and the solar panels and all this other stuff that is going to clog up, like plastic in the oceans. It's going to clog up the trash heaps until and then the rain comes, and then the soil of the ground is poisoned and we can't live on the planet anymore. That's the end result of this green electric vehicle agenda. It is just to kill us all. And so the smart thing to do is to start that up, sell it to everybody, sell it off while it's still, the shares are worth something, and then it let the, everybody else hold the shares while it collapses. That's what's going to happen in my view. Oil prices are primed to spike this winter. Do you really think so? I think so too. Then one of you sent me in, the cat sent this in, the bushcraft bear guy. The crypto market is crashing. And you know my views on cryptos, on digital currencies, think that stay the heck away from all of it. If you have the stomach to ride it up and get rid of it and get it into survival-related materials, great. Otherwise, you're just going to buy your crypto and hold it all the way to the end, you're going to lose everything. My view. One in four Londoners don't have any savings. You know, that it's like 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And you'd have to imagine that people living paycheck to paycheck don't have any savings, right? So it looks kind of like the percentages are about the same for what's going on over in London and what's going on here in the United States. Dow Jones was down about 200, now it's down 500. Looks like the market's not happy. And silver came down 20 cents. It was closer to 22. And see, in the old good old days when I used to make money selling silver, then there was an inverse. Whenever the stock market went up, the metals went down. It was inverted. Now, both are being sold as commodities. That's the reason that they're seeing the charts are kind of matching up instead of being opposite. Now they look kind of the same. It takes more worthless dollars to buy the same stock. More worthless dollars to buy the same silver. Difference is silver's being manipulated. It's still a great, great, great opportunity. I highly recommend, if you have the resources, get a hold of Dan, get a hold of Judy. I'll be saying that when it's 30, because where it's going is way, way, way higher. But get some while you can. That's the more important thing than the price. A volcano hidden in plain sight. Soda Lakes. And I went and looked up where these guys are. And where I was reporting earlier, some key earthquakes struck in the corner of right here of Nevada. And these lakes are right close to, there's a three lakes that make a triangle right here, and these are other two lakes that are just north of that. Volcanic. All of these lakes here are volcanic. That's how they were created millions of years ago, even though a lot of geologists disagree on that. Mary Greeley agrees. Now, this is the location. See the Lake Tahoe right here? Deep, cold. See, there's a lot of bodies in there. And these are the three lakes I was telling you about, this triangle. This is these other two lakes. You can see them. See that one? These two little lakes right here, they were created by volcanism. Just like this one, just like this one, and just like this one. Just smaller versions of it. Close to the end. This was sent in by Thomas. Thomas got on to me, says, I'm not covering this enough. These guys are in the big, what do you call them, AWACS planes. They are highly sophisticated. They were providing intelligence to Ukraine and the NATO forces. This is an act of war of what they're doing. So I think, Thomas, you misinterpreted what I was saying to you, that like there's some top secret information that's being shared here. That's not the thing. That's not the thing. The thing is that this is in your face to Putin saying, look, we have AWACS planes up there. We're providing intelligence to the ground, to ground support, air-to-air missiles, and to Ukrainian plane jets. And so whenever they're taking you out, the position of what you have going on in the Black Sea and this and that, American forces are providing that intelligence. Well, how many steps you have to take before you're actually in the war? We're already engaged in the war. At some point, Putin wakes up one morning and goes, hey, you know, these Americans, we really got to do something about them. Because they're fighting on the other side of this war. And so they're our enemy, and now it's time for us to do something about it. And whenever they do that, all of a sudden, satellites start falling out of the sky. That's what I would do. The first thing that the superior force does, like us to Iraq, is they take out their ability to see. United States means taking down your satellites. And Russia and China have superiority in space. And that's not, this whole thing that's going on here, and the lady, there's a lady that's over here is saying, she has a smile on her face, this lady right here, smile on her face, yep, it's really good to see our intel is being used, and got a big smile on her face. That's not good. The United States is already in the war. It's just, at some point, then it's going to become obvious because we're going to come under attack. And whenever we come under attack, like I say, the satellites likely to go first, but then it's going to be attacking the power grid, attacking the water system. It's going to be hackers. It's going to be all kinds of things. And then a submarine offshore just lobs a nuke over into New York City. Something like that. Where'd it come from? It didn't come from Moscow. It didn't come from Russia. Where'd it come from? It's going to be confusion. You're not going to be able to know where it came from. It's going to take a while to read the signatures from the fallout to know exactly where it came from. And by that time, everybody's dead. So this guy's midterms, you can see he's disappointed about the midterms. And balkanization, which division, dividing. And you guys have been told, you've been getting that from me for a long time, that what's going on to divide and conquer the Americans. Now, all the way back through George Floyd, all of them, and just, that's what's going on. And pretty sharp guy. Yeah, I kind of like him. I listened to his report today. Boots on the ground guy. Things are, I keep saying this, things are getting worse. Because it's true. Things are continuing to get worse. He was talking about a lady that was going to buy 50 pounds. And this is a great recommendation while you still can. If you can get 50 pounds of taters, so she's going to can them herself. Didn't have to grow them. She's going to go and buy them and can them and get them all ready for what's coming. If you can can and jar, and that's definitely what you should be doing. Moving forward. I have not developed those skills. And wish that I had. That's something that would be on my to-do list right now. Then I was pretty confident that Brad wouldn't make a video, so I should listen to the Canadian Prepper just for a minute.
Hi folks, Canadian Prepper here. Your time is precious. I'm not going to waste it. Let's cut right to the chase. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about today, guys, including and not limited to antibiotic shortages, diesel shortages, nuclear medication shortages, pharmacies preparing for what they're going to do in the case of civil unrest. We need to talk about the situation developing in Ukraine and Kherson, where they're blasting over the loudspeakers that people need to be out of that town by November 7th. Is this somehow related to the election taking place? A
whole lot going on. I like his reports. And the first thing that he said, antibiotics. People are going to die just because they can't get to a doctor and can't get to pharmacy. And just because of a bacterial infection. People are going to step on nails and lose the feet and legs, and all kinds of bad things are going to happen because societal support mechanisms are collapsing. That's one reason you need to be able to fight the bacteria, you need to fight the virus, you need to fight the fungi, you need to fight the pathogen, period. That's why I highly, highly recommend that you have your NanoSilver. For sure. That needs to be on your to-do list. Get that part done. Prices have all been dropped to try to help as many people as possible before. We're not going to be able to order something from Amazon and get it delivered to our house. We're not going to be able to order something to get the USPS to deliver it. So it's one thing to run out of the supply. It's another thing to have somebody to be able to deliver it, because the food chain, the supply chain is collapsing all around us. Whenever they activate the biological weapon, the story that I didn't see today, that the ones that scare me are those that where the cabal's on the ropes. We're going to the Nuremberg trials. We're going to get those guys. Yeah, that's not going to happen. They didn't get Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld for 9/11 inside job, did they? No, they're heroes to the world because they don't know the truth. The everybody from Lois Lerner to Hillary Clinton, they're trotting around and being paid by us to continue trotting around. That's the way it works here. There's going to be no 9/11 justice. There's going to be no justice with the genocide that's happening all around us. The best we can do is to identify our threats, create our contingencies, execute those plans on time, and stay the heck out of the way for as long as possible. Be ready to survive for a long time with your own food, your own water, your own water purification, your own power source if you can, with your own diesel, with your own, because society is collapsing all around us. Won't be able to just go down to Piggly Wiggly and get what we want. But we, in my view, we should continue to go to Piggly Wiggly for as long as we can to get, and then, whenever we can't anymore, start diving into our survival supplies. Support the research right down here. Get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, right here. If you subscribe, you get NanoSilver, you're going to get an EPUB version attached to your notification email. You're even going to get the extended PDF version. Started doing that here recently with my faster internet connection. That's my report for today. That's what I have for you. Full report coming out tomorrow. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at Terrell03.com. Please share this video with others. I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.